Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of February 2017, and this is the 523rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm walking along Lansdowne Crescent, which is just uphill from where I live, and I'm wandering towards North Hobart. I live in West Hobart, and in North Hobart there is the State Cinema, where I'm meeting up with my In the Flesh writers group. And I've been spending the afternoon reading the pieces of writing that the others have sent around, and I'm really looking forward to having a bit of a discussion. And I was really pleased to have sent out some writing last night, so that they had something of mine as well. I did get to bed rather a lot later than I'd intended to, but it did go out. It's quite windy. Hoping that this won't interfere too much with the recording. That's the trouble with a crescent, is that you can be out of the wind and then it curves round and suddenly you're facing it. I think we're okay. The trouble is, I haven't quite worked out where to put my hand in order to shelter the wind. Maybe it'll calm down a little bit. It's been one of those days. It's sort of been cold, and then it's been lowering clouds, and I've been sitting in a jumper all day, but I've actually come out. I'm wearing a jumper and a jacket now because it's going to be cooler when I come home later this evening, and I'll be walking back because the person who usually gives me a lift home isn't coming tonight. So I feel as if I need to be prepared for all occasions. One of the things I really noticed this time round that was that I felt perfectly at ease writing for the group, having something for the group to read. So in the past, as you know, if you've been listening to these, it's always been sort of panic stations in the week beforehand, that somehow I go into freeze mode. I think I get more and more worried about having to produce something and less able to do the producing. And it just hasn't felt like that this time. I felt as if I could have done with a bit more time, but there didn't seem to be any concern about it. So I do hope that happens again. I really far, far prefer it to this kind of angst-ridden writing mode. I've just come to the roundabout and I'm wondering which way is the best way to go so that I'm not in the wind. I think I shall go straight ahead, but cross to the other side of the street so that the houses are sheltering me from the wind. It's just getting quite strong. Oh, that's better. My goodness, that makes such a difference. I can probably go quite a long way in this direction before I have to turn. I'm now just going past a car park, so I'm not quite as protected. Okay, I'm back. And it's really nice to be walking or getting outside. I've been inside all day today, apart from reading the pieces of writing. For this afternoon, I've been doing some preparations for Murmurs of Mole today, and so that's been fun. Sorry, there's a bit of activity going around here. It's a much, when I go up to Knocklofty and record this, I'm usually pretty much on my own, but wandering around the neighbourhood is a bit more likely to be more public. It's so odd, isn't it, how people are talking on their phones all the time everywhere, but somehow it's really different. The fact that I'm talking to lots of you rather than one of you seems to make a difference to how I would feel about it. Not that I ever do make phone calls in public, but how I imagine people feel about it. It really has been such a writerly week with all these activities going on that are normally not in the same week. In fact, apart from the Writer's Cove, which is now weekly but hasn't been on for a couple of years, the other two groups are never in the same week. But it must be, I think it's because we're spanning the beginning of a month, so we always have one of them at the end, in the last week of the month, and so that has hiccuped into the first week of the month as well. So I'm feeling quite, not saturated, but very enriched and not exhausted by the whole process. I'm so sorry, I am not being very focused about this podcast. I'm just chatting to you as I walk, and I'm really hoping that you have had the opportunity today to work on something you feel that you're really involved in, and that if you are working on something that is sometimes hard, well, that most of us are, most things are hard, that you don't have that extra thing of, I won't call it performance anxiety exactly, but this extra level of preventing yourself from doing your best. So difficult sometimes not to dear, I've come. I shouldn't have taken this turn. The wind is. Let me exposed to the wind again. I've come this way just completely automatically. My legs have just taken me this way because it means I can kind of cross through a park rather than walking along the road. But of course, the park is more exposed. It's really turned out into a really kind of beautiful day. A light blue sky with little fluffy clouds in it. And you just never know here. Sometimes it gets warmer and warmer in the evening rather than in the middle of the day. And I suspect that's what it's doing today. So I might be carrying rather a lot of clothes home tonight when I travel back. It's uphill coming back, so I'll be warmer anyway when I walk. Skate belt here with the most fantastic graffiti in it. That's a skate park I'm in. No one in it today. The biggest lettering just says Thrasher along the side. Sometimes I feel as if I need that sort of energy. I'm not really very much of a Thrasher. I'm more of a Thrashee, really. I'm coming close to North Hobart now. I'm about to go down a little, it's not an alley, well maybe it is an alley. No, it's not quite narrow enough to be an alley. I'm sure these things all have different names. It's a lane, it's called Crombie Lane, that's right, it's a lane, so it's about the width of a car. And it's quite strange how with each, when you walk an area or not, different parts of the walk have really different resonances for you. So the walking through the park is a kind of greater expansion and often quite a lot of activity, although not today. And with the lane, I sort of feel this quietness occur. Although the wind isn't going to be very helpful here. It's just that there are practically no traffic down here, and there are just rows of little really tiny houses. And at the right time of the year, you can pick up. Sorry. I was just walking in front of a car, having just said that no cars never come down this way. But I was also trying to avoid a hose because the just here there are lots of lovely trees with nectarines and greengages and figs dropping off them. Well, they're not quite dropping off yet, but they will be in, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, I think. So next time I come down, well, it might be over. I might need to come down for a special excursion in between then and now. So this little lane, it feels to me, takes me from West Hobart to North Hobart. I've got no idea where the actual line is, but it just feels to me. I think it's because it's pretty much the bottom of the hill and North Hobart is sort of in the valley. And it's the houses are a bit closer together and it's a bit more urban. Not this bit, actually, that's sort of nonsense, but the houses are closer to the street and closer together. There's often much more activity in the streets as you get down. And one of my very favourite cafes is in front of me, the Providence. I used to do lots of drawing, but don't really anymore. So, this is me for today, and I'm going to love you and leave you in a second when I get to the State Cinema. I'm going to upload this podcast, and then I'm going to have a brief work session with my sister, and then I shall prepare myself for a good long critiquing session with my writing friends. Have a fantastic day. In fact, have a fantastic tomorrow as well. I won't be podcasting tomorrow because it's a Murmurs of Mole Day. But thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.